You're listening to SBS News.
There is optimism about greater protection against coronavirus for children as Pfizer prepares to send its study findings to US regulators. In the US, 10-year-old Maya Huber took part in the study, and she is looking forward to seeing her friends without wearing a mask.
I also thought, like, if I'm vaccinated or if I have the chance to become vaccinated, then COVID could end or it could just get better and me and my friends could hang out more.
If the vaccine becomes available to more young people, it could prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools. The Pfizer vaccine, made in partnership with BioNTech, is already accessible to children aged 12 years and older. Senior Vice President at Pfizer, Dr. Bill Gruber, says he hopes to convince the younger cohort that this vaccine is safe and effective.
We measured the ability of antibody from the children that were vaccinated to kill the virus and how well that matched up to antibody from 16 to 25-year-olds, and it matched very closely.
Pfizer is seeking US authorization for the vaccine in the younger age group. Regulators could determine whether this shot is approved for young children within 3 weeks of companies submitting an authorization request. And in other developments overnight, the United States will soon ease travel rules for visitors from China, India, Brazil, and several other countries. From November, air travel will be available for fully vaccinated non-US citizens from the 33 eligible countries. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken shared the news while meeting the UK Foreign Secretary Elizabeth Truss.
We've made the announcement on the lifting of travel restrictions, which is something we've been talking about for some time. Very pleased that we're able to have that with us.
We welcome hugely the lifting of the travel ban, the ability of vaccinated UK citizens to travel to the United States, which will help our trade and our business relationships, but also families who want to travel across the Atlantic.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says airlines will need to collect detailed information about passengers under a contact tracing order.
We'll be putting in place strict protocols to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from passengers flying internationally into the United States by requiring that adult foreign nationals traveling to the United States be fully vaccinated. Obviously, this is the conclusion of a policy process on that particular issue, an important one facing many people around the world.
And the US has reached a sobering milestone. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed about the same number of people as the Spanish flu. That influenza pandemic in the years following the First World War killed about 50 million people globally, and during the coronavirus crisis, approximately 675,000 US lives have been lost. Meantime, authorities in India plan to resume the exporting of extra COVID-19 vaccines next month. India's Health Minister Mansukh Mandaviya says the government is helping to fulfill its responsibility for global vaccine access.
Vaccine production is increasing.
Vaccine production is increasing. The vaccination program is moving ahead at a fast pace. Next month, in October, we are expected to get more than 300 million doses. Going forward, the production will increase.
India has already sold or donated 66 million doses to 100 countries around the world. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.